Hundreds of nurses at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts, walked off the job March 8th and have been on strike ever since. The hospital says it's made its last, best, and final offer and is asking the nurses to return to work. But the strike remains unresolved over a return-to-work provision that the union hasn't accepted. Marie Rotaco is a St. Vincent Hospital nurse who's been on strike for 7 months. She's also vice president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association. Marie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Callum.
So could you go back, Marie, for folks who haven't followed this strike from the beginning? What prompted it? Why did the nurses walk out in the first place?
Well, simply put, the nurses of St. Vincent Hospital went out on strike this past March 8th for one reason and one reason alone, and that was to improve the safety of the working conditions and to improve the safety for our patients when they came in to receive care. And by and large, we were able to come to a tentative agreement that included staffing improvements that we thought were significant enough that we accepted the hospital's last, best, final offer back in the middle of August, barring one issue that we did not agree with, which was a bonus that much more handsomely gave a bonus to those nurses that crossed our picket line.
You're talking about the 3% bonus that was 3% of earnings for this year, which presumably would reward folks who worked more this year. Is the return to work provision really the only sticking point that's left, or is there something else that's holding this up? Because it seemed like you got so close over the summer.
We did. You know, we came within inches of an agreement that would have brought 700 nurses back into that hospital. What is preventing us from getting back in that building is the return to work agreement that the hospital proposes, which is that more than 15% of our nurses would not be able to go back to the positions that they held prior to the strike. We're talking about some of the most senior nurses in the facility, nurses that work in critical care areas like the operating room, labor and delivery, the special care nursery. If we took their return to work proposal, we would be creating a situation that was more unsafe than when we left. You have novice nurses in areas where experts once held these positions. You know, if you take away the ability for especially nurses to stand up and advocate for their patients because they are fearful that if they had to go on strike, they would not get their jobs back, you're essentially beating people into submission to keep them quiet over an issue that really matters when it comes to public safety.
And just to be clear for folks who weren't following throughout, the hospital has remained open. There are replacement nurses who are doing some of the work, and the hospital would say that they're want to reward nurses who've been working throughout this period by giving them permanent jobs. I'm wondering, though, Marie, I mean, presumably nurses go into the field in the first place because they feel kind of a calling. You know, you care very much about your patients. But as you know, some of your critics in this process are questioning that commitment and saying, well, if it's so important to take care of patients, why would you go out on strike? Isn't that bad for patient care and safety?
You know, the conditions inside that building prior to the pandemic were absolutely unsafe. Once we were faced with the pandemic, we tried to work with management to get them to see that we needed additional staffing. We felt that in the long run, it is worse for patients if you stay and when an employer will not even discuss or entertain the idea of improving staffing. You realize that by staying in the building, you're being silent, you're acquiescing, and in the long run, you're actually doing a disservice for patient care. So we had no choice but to take this fight out to the streets.
You know, Marie, I'm wondering if we could just pull back for a moment and look at a bigger picture, because beyond nursing, we're in the middle of what's being called the Great Resignation by some economists. We see record numbers of people leaving their jobs, changing careers in many fields. And we know that healthcare workers in particular have had a tough time during the pandemic. I wonder if you see colleagues leaving nursing altogether right now.
There's no doubt about that. Prior to us going out on strike, we were down 100 positions in the hospital. Nurses were faced with the greatest healthcare crisis they had ever seen in their careers. And we were met with the response of an employer that basically said, you will reuse a mask for 8 shifts, or you will reuse a gown for 5 days, or you will take a 5-patient COVID assignment. So why wouldn't nurses want to say, look, I'm 60 years old. I've been doing this for 38 years. I need to protect myself and my family, and I'm taking myself out of the game.
For those of you who are sticking it out, though, Marie, it's been 7 months on the picket line, and there's some cold weather coming. What keeps you out there? Why stick it out?
Well, the thing that keeps us out there is the fact that we know we are on the right side of this. We started this in the cold, and if we have to end it in the cold, that's what we'll do. We feel, you know, that we cannot relent now. And as you said, we see around the country now, there is some leverage that the average American unionized workers have right now, and they are going to take advantage of it. And if these employers do not want to deal with it inside the four walls of their institutions, then they may be finding themselves on the other end of a strike also. It is not lost on any of us in Worcester how important this fight is. It's important for the labor movement, and we will continue until we are victorious. And being victorious for us means that our patients are going to get better care, and nurses inside that building will be treated with much more respect than they have been.
Marie Ritacco is a longtime nurse at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts. She and her colleagues have been on strike for 7 months. Marie, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Callum.
All right, let's get the big picture of nursing now. A recent survey by the American Association of Critical Care Nurses found 92% of nurses say the pandemic has depleted the people working in nursing and will cut their careers short. And 66% said they've considered leaving nursing given their pandemic experiences. Vicki Good is a past president of the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and she joins us now from Springfield, Missouri. Vicki, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk more about these survey results. I mean, what more are critical care nurses telling you about how the pandemic has impacted their jobs?
So prior to the pandemic, the rate of burnout in critical care nursing and acute care nursing was running about 35 to 40%. But what many people have stated is that COVID became an accelerant to that smoldering fire, if you will. And so nurses are now starting to question, should they do some kind of different nursing besides hospital-based nursing? And really starting to entertain even changing professions.
I mean, there's the task of treating COVID symptoms themselves, but then on top of that, we know there are doctors and nurses in parts of the country who end up fighting with their patients, arguing with them about treatment and vaccination and whether COVID-19 is a hoax. What kind of additional toll does that take on critical care nurses?
I think that adds to the moral distress that nurses feel. As a nurse, we are trained and we take an oath to care for every single patient, no matter what circumstances brings them to our bedside. And when the nurse knows that there's a potential for that patient to actually prevent this illness, that just adds to that moral distress that they're already feeling at the bedside. And when you see those arguments playing out at the bedside, I think that also increases the stress and strain on our teams.
Vicki, you used the word burnout. I'm hoping you can kind of give us a sense of the stakes here. I mean, what is the risk of burnout, not just in the short term, losing nurses now after the pandemic, but the long term for your profession?
So burnout has a lot of implications to it, you know, not only leaving the profession, but the moral or the emotional toil that it takes on. So we've seen an increase in suicides in nurses and providers, issues of PTSD. So burnout has a lot of long-ranging implications that we have to pay attention to across the profession.
So what would it take to improve working conditions for nurses then? I mean, you said the burnout rate at baseline is already very high for your profession. Is it just a matter of compensating nurses better to make it worthwhile, or are there other things that might attract people to nursing and also make them want to stay?
Burnout is deeper than compensation. You know, people like to put that front and center, but there's much deeper roots to what causes burnout. The health of the work environment is critical. And that's everything from how do we communicate with each other? How do we have crucial conversations with each other? How do we function as a team? So people are looking for an environment that supports them, not competes with them.
And one way to see how broad the scope here is just to look at the geography. I mean, nurses at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts, have been on strike for some 7 months now. In Plymouth, Minnesota this week, a nurses' strike closed urgent care and the emergency room. And more than 24,000 nurses and healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente in Oregon and California have authorized a strike. So that's really the full sweep of the country. I wonder what your reaction is to seeing nurses' unions taking these kinds of actions.
Well, I think that's one of the challenges that this particular pandemic, and we're sometimes referring to the aftermath of the pandemic as a professional pandemic that we're dealing with. And so we have to look at long-range solutions, everything from how are we educating our nurses in nursing school, how are we recruiting those, and what does adequate support at the bedside look like? And that's going to look different in every single environment.
Vicki Good is a past president of the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. Vicki, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.